Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Well, start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
I So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
That was Every Once in a While by Cutworms. Isn't that a cute song? I actually discovered these guys when I was at this Desert Days Festival in California in 2018. I actually had a friend there that I met on the first day that I was there that woke me up, shook my tent in the morning and said, "Evan, we gotta go see Cutworms." And immediately I was put off by their name, because when I was a kid, this movie called How to Eat Fried Worms came out. I don't know if any of you remember that, but I had essentially been grossed out by worms ever since that moment. And I heard the band's name, and I'm not typically one to judge a band based on their name, but I really was just like, oh, gross. Worms. Anyway, I went to go see them. I, like, hauled myself out of the tent, and I loved it. They were this 50s soft rock-sounding band, very folky, especially the vocalist and the way that his voice is produced in a lot of the music is a very 50s sounding. This is actually off of their upcoming double LP. It's a huge album called Nobody Lives Here Anymore. They've released something like 7 Once in a While. The song you just heard is just one of them. I think it's super, super cute, and all the singles have been excellent so far. So if you like what you heard, go check them out. Up next, I'm just gonna hit you guys with 2 new songs. The first one is a remix of a song I'm sure some of you guys know, and the next one is something by my boy Sufjan Stevens. Here we go. The first song is Borderline, remixed by Blood Orange.
a show for a loner in LA. Asking how I managed to end up in this.
My love, I lost my faith in everything. Tell me you love me.
That was Tell Me You Love Me by Sufjan Stevens. Now, this song is off of his, I think, 8th studio album called The Ascension, which was released a couple weeks ago. Now, this album is nearly 1.5 hours long. It's big. And it's also his first time dabbling with electronic sounds, like beeps and boops and some really experimental stuff since his album Age of Ads. This album's actually really, really interesting, and I like that Sufjan really goes out there and continues to experiment with every project that he does. In a strange interview that he recently gave, slightly off topic, he said that his performance at the Oscars, which was for the soundtrack of Call Me By Your Name, was, quote, a horrifying Scientology end-of-year prom. So I'm sure some of those sentiments arise on the album in one way or another. It's very, very big, very dreamy lyrics. And before that, I played the song Borderline by Tame Impala, remixed by one Blood Orange. Now, as I said, the song was originally released by Tame Impala on their album earlier this year called The Slow Rush. And it seems like Kevin Parker, the main genius behind Tame Impala, keeps tampering with the song as each live performance is incredibly different. And he's really put multiple different masters and different remixes of the song out there. And this is just one remix by Blood Orange, also known as Dev Hines, who's an excellent R&B artist and really took the material and made something new out of it. Really made it his own jazzy, interesting, complex, slow version of the song. Obviously, for those who know the original Borderline, it sounds very, essentially nothing like it. Very, very little in common. And now, I'm going to hit you with 3 songs in a row. We're going to talk about them after. The first 2 may have something in common, so keep your ears open. The first song is called Jewels by Anderson .Paak.
You know you kinda cute with the bald head. Got a little booty in the ball maze. You know how to move with them long legs. Bring a little crew, we can all rage on. The Tesla ride smooth down the PCH. I think that I like her with the makeup on. I know that she used to all the cheapskates, but I just wanna ball, show off, show off. I ain't never put my jewels on.
Timberland, and what's he like?
You know you kinda cute with them long braids. Got a little cool with your sunny shades on. I know that you're ready if you don't go. You know I'ma wait if you don't take long. The test the ride slow down the fantasy. Wait, I don't wanna say it, but I had to say it. We ain't have to do too much to show off, but a nigga had to prove a point. Hold up, I ain't never put my jewels on.
Check, check. Bitch, I had to bust a you. Came right back to get that loot. No, I had to finish what I started. No, it ain't too late to turn around, is it? Bitch, I had to bust a you. Came right back to get that loot. No, I had to finish what I started. No, it ain't too late to turn around.
Turn around.
Running up the numbers on the cash chase. Stretching out up the work just like elastic. Fuck it with one of the bitches with a bankroll. Know how asses fake us, how eyelashes. Stepping out of the beam of dirty bands on. Catching up on them off as I don't need dope. Long as I am a legend in my hometown. Respect is why I did it from the ego. Yeah, no, I can't wait today. I can't wait today. Thought I lost it all like everything. Bitch like everything. Came back from my bag, I'm back to play. But don't play with me. I can turn it all around today. I ain't never late, never late. I can't wait today. I can't wait today. Bitch, I need my bed like yesterday. Bitch like yesterday.
Thought I left a couple bags on the stand. Feeling like I owe a couple checks. Now I'm getting back like I never left. Bang a left.
Bitch, I had to bust a you. Came right back to get that loot. No, I had to finish what I started. No, it ain't too late to turn around, is it?
Come after me, no, you don't wanna do that, nigga. Do that, nigga. And I'm hoping that you all agree. You don't wanna problem, true that, nigga. True that, nigga. And I'm schooling you all just a little, probably like you was a new rap, nigga. New rap, nigga. And I'm claustrophobic a lot, and I think you better move back, nigga.
Move back now.
Please get up, wait for me. I don't really wanna talk about nothing.
Shut up,
nigga. My money ain't what it's supposed to be. That's when a nigga gun start buzzing. Clang, 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 clang. Shells hit the floor, more shots coming. More shots coming. And instead of you trying to talk to me, motherfucker, better talk by running.
Shut up, nigga.
Everything about me new. I'm back and I don't know what to do.
Best you ever saw. Heavy metaphor. Medical. Precautions will be needed. Crazy like a pack of animal. Hope you all got a proper view. So sick, I need to let the doctor through. Look, yes, respect this rap. Never miss a step. Disrespect. Give a fuck about your plug. You know be the plug. Connect.
Double, triple, check. Thought I left a couple bags on the street. Feeling like I owe a couple checks. Now I'm getting back like I never left. Then you left.
Bitch, I had to bust a you. Came right back to get that loot. No, I had to finish what I started. No, it ain't too late to turn around, is it?
Jealousy!
Wow, that was a tiring three songs. What energy, my gosh. So let's go in reverse order. The song you just heard is called Jealousy by one Royson Murphy. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. She is an Irish singer, songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist. She's been around for quite a long time, and this is off of her critically acclaimed new album, Royson Machine, which is a fun dance disco album that really has a lot going on. This is the closing track. It's called Jealousy, and it was released several years ago, actually. Not exactly new shit, but why not play it here? It's part of her brand new album, and I'm sure a lot of people are hearing it for the first time. And before that, we heard You. I can't sing. I keep singing in this. I'm going to stop. Now, this is by Busta Rhymes featuring Anderson .Paak. This is the second single from Busta's recently announced album, Extinction Level Event 2. This is the highly, highly anticipated sequel to his classic 1998 album, Extinction Level Event. Now, the artwork of this is really great. If anyone used to read Mad Magazine, it is a parody of Spy vs. Spy. And I just think that's really cute. It just reminds me of when I was reading Mad Magazines when I was a young lad. And before that, we heard Jules, also by Anderson .Paak. Jules actually is almost a fan-requested song, because Anderson had posted a video of him and his son doing this awesome dance to it on Instagram, and I think it was on TikTok as well. And fans just kind of begged for it. The song was playing in the background. It was super fun and catchy and very well produced, and he finally dropped it alongside a fun animated music video. The song's actually produced by Timbaland, who's a legend in the music industry, and he's released, Anderson .Paak, that is, has released three singles in 2020 so far, so I hope it's a sign of some new things to come in 2020. Maybe a new album on the way. We'll see. We'll see, Anderson. Now we're gonna have a completely different song. Still energetic, though. This is by a psychedelic rock band called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. This is their song, Straws in the Wind.
Galvanizing uncertainty, mindful of the weary inkling that is lurking. I don't know if it's been cracking ages, dim by
With Straws in the Wind by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I have this band tattooed on my leg. They are my favorite band of all time. I know I've been saying favorite a lot during my time here because I just love music a lot, frankly. There's no way around it. But yeah, these guys are tattooed on me, so it really goes to show how much I enjoy these guys. This is off of their new upcoming album, which hasn't been announced yet, but they've been really heavily teasing towards it. It's probably going to be dabbling in microtones, which is something they've been experimenting in for a number of years now. As you heard, the song's pretty stripped back. You could even hear the metronome in the background of the recording, and I believe quite a bit of it was recorded in isolation and produced by frontman Stu McKenzie. He actually did a video with KEXP on the song Honey, where he actually went into his computer and explained how he produced the song and made the sounds that ended up creating that song. So super interesting stuff for you aspiring music producers out there, or anyone that's really interested in it. They actually have some new projects being announced in the coming weeks. I highly recommend, if you like this band, to keep an eye on their Instagram and Facebook pages. You never know when stuff's gonna come out. Next up, we have another local act. Her name is Vicky Gilmore. This song is called Doubt of My Mind.
If at all we do that.
That was Doubt of My Mind by Vicki Gilmore. Vicki Gilmore went to my high school. She was a year above me, and we were 2 years. Yeah, I think she was 1 or 2 years above me. We were in a couple of school plays together. She's super cool, really nice. I don't think she remembers me very well. If she does, it's probably as that awkward prepubescent kid who couldn't act for his life. But Vicky's a really talented indie folk artist with a really, really beautiful voice. I really love this new song of hers, Doubt of My Mind. It's actually probably my personal favorite that she has released so far. Check her out on Spotify. In an interview, she said she wrote this at the beginning of COVID, and she really doesn't know what's going to be going on with her music career, or with anyone's music career, because of everything that's happening with this pandemic. But if you want to go out and support her, go find her on Bandcamp, go find her on Spotify, because she makes great music. And great music should be supported. Great local music should be supported. Up next, we have what might be on the complete opposite side of the music spectrum. We have some wacky, crazy experimental rap by this band Clipping. The song is called Say the Name.
Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned.
The hook gon' be what it is, the hands off, the retribution for what you took from the man. Got blood on the rust, God bless the red earth. The dead man walks the tongue bridge, a bridge, the time space, the boot, the concrete, the project undone. They juke it, major look, you can't see it. The mob built the walls, the streets bleed sweet syrup, the bees love it. They coming on a swarm and they raining on your college ass disco. Get your collar turned up in your freshest attire. Get your bitch womb ready, cause this baby gon' be fire. It's not a dream, it's a memory. Mammary glands heavy in the sky, blacked out already. Stop screaming. The flames ain't shit to a demon. Say the name.
Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned.
The hook gon' be the last thing she remember. The fast lane in December, off in drift when she drive. College girl looking for the love, learned about it in a book, but she always kept the gloves on. So when the skin touch, shit, head brush, red brush, lipstick, she just crush a lot. Every pun pales in comparison, a joke to a jester, she inundated with dick, thick. Becoming conservative in her fucking and nervous that she would rush him, but murder wasn't discussing. The further she learned to trust him, the merger of love and lust, and she serving it all up just cause he hold her when he would bust. Until 9 months later, with a stomach full of devil, baby, she started to think it's time to pump the brakes. But that train left the station with the great migration, bloody tracks left right by the drain. Say the name.
Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned.
The hook gon' be the coldest pimp slap, coat rack for man's skin, let it air dry. Swiss cheese the brother already half dead, brain leaking out a hole in his forehead. Lobotomies like pills, get them for cheap. The party line crack kills, they trying to see. But this one more a hairline fracture, leave the face painted a mask for the hereafter. After the smoke clears and the highs come down, and the halogen hallucinations don't make a sound. Just a bunch of scared junkies not making the call, and a Guernica and blood on the wall. Say the name.
Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. We'll be right back.
That was Say the Name by Clipping off of their upcoming album Visions of Bodies Being Burned, which I'm sure you heard played over and over again in the song, which is releasing on October 23rd. This is the predecessor to the excellent experimental rap album There Existed an Addiction to Blood, which, spoiler alert, ends with a 14-minute recording of a piano on fire. That's it. It's just a burning piano. But I can't explain why, but it works beautifully in the album, and it really ties things up thematically, and it's really great. This is an experimental rap outfit. If you recognize the voice and you're a Broadway fan, it is because the lead singer, David Diggs, is actually a member of the original cast of Hamilton. He's also an actor and a writer in the film Blindspotting, which I also recommend. Really overwhelmingly talented guy. He's up there with Childish Gambino as somebody who can really do it all. I actually saw these guys play live on KEXP, a radio station out of Seattle, where they played Broken Glass as an instrument. I will not explain how, I will just tell you they do it, and if you're interested, you should look up their KEXP session. And now, sadly, we are at our last song of new shit, and I figured I may as well end it on something that is really something that if I played at the beginning, I'm sure you would have tuned out. Here comes an 11-minute-long experimental jazz song. Oh boy. This is called The Gate by Bent Arcana. They are an improvised jazz group newly formed. They call themselves a supergroup. I tend to agree. Led by John Dwyer, who, if you've been listening to the entire cast, John Dwyer was the lead singer and main guitarist of the OCs, which was the first band that I played during New Shit. This is a really, really weird jazz album and a weird jazz song, but it's really a people from all over the musical spectrum, from all over different genres, coming together and making some really strange jazz shit. So if you like what you heard, check the album out, give it some support. It doesn't have a lot of plays, so why not? And thank you for listening to New Shit. My name is Evan. If you like what you heard, definitely keep listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. We got lots of cool shows coming up. And once again, this last song is The Gate by Bent Arcana. My name is Evan, signing off. Thank you.
Bienvenue sur En Profondeur sur CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca. Aujourd'hui, vous allez entendre une entrevue que j'ai réalisée avec Louis-Carl Picard-Sioui sur Quoi Watonk, Salon du Livre des Premières Nations, dont Louis-Carl est le directeur. Et vous entendrez aussi, en second lieu, une entrevue avec Pierre-Auras Tremblay, qui lui-même fera une présentation lors de ce Salon du Livre, qui présentait son livre To Shall Forget lors de sa parution. Pour le Salon du Livre des Premières Nations, Quoi Watonk, vous pouvez vous rendre sur la page Facebook et vous aurez toute l'information. Quoi, Louis-Carl Picard-Sioui? Quoi? Est-ce que tu pourrais te présenter?
Louis-Carl Picard-Sioui, directeur de Quoi Watonk et incidemment du Salon du Livre des Premières Nations, qui demeure, disons, la principale activité de Quoi Watonk.
Est-ce que tu peux nous dire les origines de Quoi Watonk?
Quoi Watonk, c'est un tout petit OBNL basé à Wendake, près de Québec. En fait, on s'est incorporé en 2015 pour se donner les moyens, en fait, de nos ambitions. Notre mission est entièrement basée sur le développement, la promotion et la diffusion de la littérature autochtone. On prenait le relais, en quelque sorte, de la librairie Anénorak, qui a organisé les deux premières éditions du Salon du Livre des Premières Nations en 2011-2012. En 2013, moi, je m'étais joint, disons, officiellement à l'équipe là, en tant que directeur de la programmation puis coordonnateur là, avec Jean Sioui à l'époque et Daniel Sioui, le copropriétaire de la librairie. Et en 2014, on était tellement